It's all in the podcast. Moira and Big Trev show, that is. Unless we have to edit it out for legal reasons. 1029 Hot Tomato.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Hello, Shad.
Hello.
Hello, Trevor.
Hello, how are you going?
Hello, my name is Moira. How are you?
Good.
Today on the show, we had a Gold Coast community page about a guy who was meeting up with a single mum in a ute for 2 hours every couple of nights.
Yeah.
Clearly, they were working on blueprints.
Awkward. They weren't working. He was working on something.
They were,
right?
Certainly.
And there's a lot of blue in it. Also, we had an intervention with you, Moisey.
Yes, we did. We got my eldest brother. That's the first time my eldest brother has joined me on my radio show in like the 20 years I've done radio.
And he was very eloquent.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Probably the last time.
He used the word statistically.
Yeah, I know. And we don't use those big
words
here.
We've been Googling that for the last 3 hours.
Yeah, so.
And heaps more.
It's going to be good. Get on board.
Enjoy.
Moira and Big Trev.
Now, usually when you think of a brawl, your mind wanders off to a big fight after a night out.
Yes.
Or when you used to see a big biff on the footy field.
Or in a schoolyard where people all stand around and go, fight, 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 fight.
We used to sing Happy Birthday.
What?
Yeah, you sing around and get around. When they're fighting, you sing Happy Birthday. Then the teachers go, oh, someone's having a birthday.
That's not a recommendation.
Don't do that. Uncle Trev, kids.
Yeah, if I'm singing Happy Birthday, I'm usually singing Happy Birthday to
there's
someone.
A cake somewhere.
Or there's a fight. The last place you'd think you'd be having a brawl would be a Pennsylvania buffet restaurant. And, Now, there's a lot happening there. That might sound scary, but there was a big ruckus, big melee there.
Right.
And you think, well, did someone else owe some money?
Someone offended someone?
Yeah, did you think someone offended someone? No, this is all over a little bit of steak.
He's trying to understand what you want. He's trying to give you what you want. I had a rare steak, which is a lot faster to cook than a well-done steak. That's why I got my steak first.
So he was in the lineup.
Yeah.
And then he ordered the steak before this other guy.
Right.
And jumped in front of the queue.
Yes.
And then the guy took offence to it. And then it all kicked off.
Oh, my God.
Now, there was 40 individuals involved in the melee. And it consisted of punches being thrown and kiddie chairs. High chairs were being used. Like they were getting catapulted across the room. And, the only thing that the guy said was this.
I grabbed a chair to defend myself. And then sooner or later, that was it. Punches were getting thrown, chairs were getting thrown. You name it, you can call it cups, glasses, everything. You name it. Nobody was underground. Nobody got hurt. I got a bruise on my nose. My brother got a black eye. My brother got a lifted nail, and that was it.
Lifted nail. Yeah, so a lot of stuff happened. I'm just happy that there was no kids in the chairs as they were getting thrown.
Totally.
But only in America where you get a night out and it turns into a massive brawl.
Yes.
And then you walk away with a well-done steak and probably a well-done nose as well.
Moira and Big Trev.
I saw an article today that said, why do you buy your furniture instead of renting it?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, hang on, what? Why are people renting furniture for their homes instead? And a lot of it's against IKEA, which is quite funny. A lot of it's against the flat pack. So people don't want to build their furniture anymore.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to have to look after it. They don't want to have to move it. They don't want to have to do anything. This kind of reminds me of Fight Club a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But it's basically that there's this new trend now that people are, instead of when they move, so say more so transient people staying in rentals for like a year or so.
Yeah.
Instead of actually moving the furniture, as in, you know, getting the removalists, lifting it themselves, doing all that.
Yeah.
They just go and rent an entire house full of furniture. So not fully furnished, but renting the furniture. Then after about 6 months, they go, nah, I'm bored, so I'll just do it. I'll do another style for the entire house.
Oh, really?
I've never heard of this.
Well, back in the day when I was like rooming with mates, they'd rent their TV and their home appliances and fridges and stuff.
So that's like rent to buy, isn't it?
No, they were just renting the TV and stuff, and then they'd just give it back. And I was like, oh, do you want to give it back?
I don't understand that.
Well, maybe because they'd run out of money.
Ah.
And they couldn't afford to buy it.
The full TV, so they just rented it.
Yeah, rented it, and then they just leave the house. Your stuff's at the house and then just take off.
But this is a new thing as well with clothing, and particularly here on the Gold Coast. There's a lot of stores for, like, high-end fashion. So say, for example, there's a big ball coming up, and one of my friends actually runs one called One Fine Day, and what she does is she's got these beautiful frocks, like gorgeous frocks.
Mm-hmm.
And girls go along, rent them, and return them the next day. So they're not actually paying like the $1,000 or something it is for the dress.
Okay.
They're just paying a couple of $100, whatever, in dry cleaning so that they just wear it once. So it's not like you're buying it and having to wear it over and over again.
Oh.
So it's huge. So I did a ball at the end of last year, which was the Gold Coast Health Awards. It was like a gala ball.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were sparkling everywhere. There was just glitter and sequins everywhere. And nearly every single one of them had rented their frock for the night. So you wear it once, you look amazing. And instead of having that thing of, oh, she's wearing that dress again, literally you return it to someone and then they rent it out to someone else.
Suppose what I, same thing when I go to an op shop and I buy a suit to go out to somewhere and then I return it back after I dry clean it.
Well, you just drop it back into the box.
Well, my father-in-law did that. He bought a dead man suit, as they call them, at the op shop.
Yeah.
And he didn't wash it. And he ended up with a massive rash on his leg. I was like, you didn't wash it, did you? He goes, no, dead man rash.
We want to know, what do you rent? Are you renting frocks or are you renting furniture or appliances? Instead of buying it, it's more this sort of letting it go quite quickly. It's cheaper maybe in the long run.
Yeah.
What are you renting instead of buying?
Moira and Big Trev.
What do you rent instead of buying? I've seen some articles about renting furniture. Yep. A lot of my friends as well have chosen to rent dresses instead of purchasing them. It's a whole heap cheaper and you don't have that comment of, oh, she's wearing that dress again.
Yes.
So we want to know, what do you rent instead of buy?
Yeah, Trev, you rented anything, mate?
No, I've never rented anything except a house. But my mates used to rent their TV and home appliances.
Yeah.
And then just give it back or just leave it in the house and then evacuate.
Sonia, what do you rent instead of buy?
Not now, but I was just wondering if you remember Moira at all. Like a long time ago on the Gold Coast, it was rented your wedding dress.
Oh.
There was a massive selection. It was down at, there was a lot of places, Service, Burley. Yeah, and so I just rented my wedding dress. So when I tell people now, they're like, what? I'm like, it was huge 20 years ago.
I do remember this. And you'd rent your formal dress.
Yeah.
Oh, would you? And then just hand it back?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
And yeah, people spend like $10,000 on a wedding dress. Mine was $100. Handed it back the next day.
Good on you, Sonia. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Moira and Big Trev.
So a few weeks ago, my family and I were out having dinner and we went to the Sushi Train down in Cooley.
Yeah.
And as we finished our meal, got up, went to go pay for it, and someone already paid for our meal. And it was $100.
$100 worth of sushi.
And that's a lot of money in this time.
100%.
It was sort of like a pay it forward. They said, oh, just we want to pay for table two.
Oh.
We're paying it forward. Get them to pay it forward. And I was like, nice. Okay. So this... morning, took Breezy out for breakfast, so we went to Kingscliff and went to a place called Kedlon, having like the best breakfast.
You have spoken about this breakfast a number of times to me off air. It sounds phenomenal.
I haven't had lunch today. That's how I just don't want to spoil the taste that's still in my mouth. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
We're going back there next Thursday for Breezy's birthday. But anyway, couple behind us sitting there, and I thought, okay, cool, maybe we could pay it forward here. And Bree goes, yeah, that'd be great. Let's do that. So we got up, walked over, and then we'd like to pay for the couple that are sitting behind us.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, really? And I went, yeah, it happened to us. And I explained the story. It happened to us at sushi, so we wanted to pay it forward to them. And she goes, oh, okay, that's really nice.
Did they have $100 worth of breakfast?
No, thank God. All they had was water and a coffee.
Oh, thank
goodness.
No. You picked them because they were only having water.
Pick the guy that's having just the water brew. And the dog's drinking out of the bowl. No, we paid $50 off their breakfast. And then I think it's working because I had a lady called Lisa and she contacted me today as well.
Tuesday afternoon, I was in the Hungry Jack's drive-through at Tweed. There was probably about 10, 15 cars in front of me. And by the time I did my order and got to the window, the gentleman told me that the car in front had paid for me. So I was stoked. So I decided then to pay for the car behind me. And then the staff were really, really excited. And I was the 10th car that did that. And so they were, I don't know how many other cars then continued to pay it forward. But it was a really awesome experience. And thank you to the person who paid for me.
Imagine if that's still happening now.
Yeah.
Like that was on Tuesday. Well, imagine if it's still going. Everyone's still paying backwards.
Well, I'm going down there tonight.
I'm going now.
Wish you don't go down there.
Moira and Big Trev.
Moira, intervention is happening right now.
What?
Your Wordle's getting out of control.
Sorry, man, I'm just in the middle of Wordle.
Can you put your ruddy phone down?
Okay.
Now it's getting out of control?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Maybe.
And you've got a bit of a rivalry with your brother Hamish?
My eldest brother Hamish, he lives in Sydney.
Yep.
One of my favourite human beings of all time.
And then when we're trying to talk, your nose is in that phone.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And then we found out yesterday that you cheated a bit.
Cheating. That's too much of a...
When you get other people to give you hints about what the word is.
So technically I didn't cheat. Someone helped me.
Well, your brother's on hold, all right?
Ooh.
Yeah. We rang you because I want this intervention to end right now. And he has no idea that you cheated. G'day, Hamish.
Hey, Trev. Nice to meet you properly.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Hey, do you play that Wordle with your sister?
I do. We've got a bit of a two Wordles enter, one Wordle leave kind of thing going on.
Oh, wow. And yesterday, did she beat you, mate?
She clubbed me.
Yeah.
She got in one, but... I am a bit suspicious about that.
Are you? Really? Did you get a text message yesterday from her phone?
Yeah.
What did the text messages say, mate?
It said, she's cheating.
Yeah, because when you stepped out of the room, Moira, to go get a coffee,
mm-hmm.
I jumped on your phone.
Yep.
And told your brother because you were gloating.
I was. Hey, Mushy. How are you, Mushy Moo? My favourite human in the entire world.
You were gloating quite a bit. Now, when in the studio when she got the Wordle, she goes, oh, I got it in one.
Mm, I did.
But she got a text message from a friend, didn't you?
Maybe I did. And maybe they said, gee, you would have had a real laugh at the Wordle word today. Knowing full well that my least favourite word in the entire English language is moist. So that's why I went with moist. Yeah.
So you owe your brother an apology, don't you, Moisey?
I'm sorry, Hamish. I may have not really technically cheated, but kind of cheated.
No, you cheated.
Okay, I cheated on Wordle yesterday with the word moist, and I apologise.
I appreciate it. Statistically, it was impossible that she'd get moist.
That's wrong! Don't say that!
No one opens with moist.
Stop saying the word!
What, moist?
No!
It's funny that she used that word to open up.
Okay, thanks very much. See you, Hamish. Bye. I love you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Moira and Big Trev.
Now, there's a Sydney comedian called Tom Cashman. Now, he got approved for a new apartment, but before he signed on the dotted line, he wanted to know something.
Okay.
What did you think he wanted to know, Moisey?
If it had solar. No?
Yeah, close.
Okay.
It's a standard practice for tenants to supply references to a real estate agent to let the landlord know what type of person will be eventually living in their home.
Yep.
However, Tom flipped that idea on his head and wanted to see if there are any previous tenants who could provide a reference for the landlord.
Okay.
Now, Tom just wanted to know who's going to be looking after him while he's in there.
Having rented my entire life, I've never owned a property, I can see where he's coming from.
It's a relevant question, isn't it?
It is a very relevant question.
And I thought, he's right. Well, I think that way too. So he wants to know who he's signing up for.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know what he's getting into.
Mm-hmm.
But what if something happened in the rental?
Ooh.
What if it was a drug den? What if it was haunted?
What if there'd been people living in the walls? Did I go too far?
Oh, no, that's actually happened, hasn't it?
It has actually happened.
Really?
Yeah.
And the two-way mirror, they can see through and they live in the walls and up in the attic.
Yeah.
Yes, I've read that.
I've read about this too.
Well, there's all these different things that can happen. Yeah, they rent the place out to, unsuspecting people. They live up in the
ceiling and they watch them through the whole thing. It's like, those horrible stories about Airbnbs with the two-way mirrors and stuff? There's actually real people who do that through rent.
And sometimes they have a door, like a secret door, and they can go in there and steal their underpants. I was only looking into what I did.
Okay, you went too far there.
Yeah. So I was just wondering, what did you find out about your rental? Because, rental prices are...
Through the roof. So if you knew...
Yes.
That there had been...
Something...
murder...
Yes.
...in the rental property, would that change your opinion on renting the property?
If there was a ghost in there, would you go, I don't mind sharing?
Oh, is he going to pay some rent?
Yeah.
Is he going to kick in for some electricity?
Has he got some great stories from the 1800s?
Exactly.
What happened to him? Have a seat.
It would be interesting. There are some people that I know who live in a house that may have had a massive drug raid not long before they moved in.
Oh, how'd they find that out?
Their neighbours showed them the footage of that particular house. The police actually smashing down the front door with one of those big argy-bargy things.
Yep.
And no one told them.
I think that's what it's technically called.
Get the argy-bargy thing. I must take down the door.
So if you're renting out there, what did you find out about your rental after you rented?
Moira and Big Trev.
We want to know, well, if you've rented a house on the Gold Coast and you found out something interesting after you've moved in. I want to know if it's been haunted. I want to know if something dodgy happened and then you had to move out. So I just want to know all about the rentals.
I actually had a conversation with one of my police mates about this same thing, because we're renters and we've always been renters.
Yeah.
And I said, do you think there's many houses on the Gold Coast that have been used for certain illegal activities?
Yes.
She said, I don't think there's many houses on the Gold Coast that haven't been used for illegal activities.
My house.
I went, all right then. I don't need the addresses. So, yeah, it does change when you are renting. You just kind of have to go with the history of the house and you don't know it most of the time.
Because you know, you want to know what you're signing up for.
Totally.
Yeah, you want to know if something
Are there holes in the walls?
Yeah. Is someone
What's
living
in
my roof?
Exactly.
Hello, Mr. Richards. What are you doing? I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Could you pass me that towel?
55-71-1029 if you found out something interesting about your rental after you moved in. Mm. Now we've got Deb here. What happened, mate? You there, Deb?
Oh, my God. I couldn't have been the most unluckiest human on earth. I move into this place and then finally I decide to speak to the neighbours. Like, a month later, and they're like, we're surprised you moved in. It was a pretty brutal murder.
What the...
Gee, thanks.
So I thought they had to tell you if there'd been something like that in a rental
only
property.
Only if you're purchasing the property.
Not if you're renting.
So you do not have to be told if you're a rental property. But thank God I'm in the Hilton today and they've told me that from up here no one ever dies.
Oh, great. Wow. Fantastic.
That you know of.
Wow. Did it ever feel weird in there, Deb, after that point?
Well, I moved out pretty much a month later because I just couldn't handle it. We moved on and I can see you from here.
Beautiful. We're waving at you right now, Deb. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for going on.
Bye, Deb. Bye.
Moira and Big Trev.
Moira and Big Trev's perfect match.
Moira and Big Trev's Diamond Dig is coming for Valentine's Day, but the only way for you to get there is to play Perfect Match with the team. Put your relationship to the test. It can get a little bit awkward sometimes. We go to mygc.com.au and you could have a chance at getting a $6,000 ring thanks to CTJ. We have Tracy and Brett today, guys. Brett is on hold. He cannot hear what we are doing right now before we ask these questions to Tracy.
All right, here we go, Tracy. How are you? Hello.
I'm good, thank you.
Now, are you ready for Perfect Match today? Do you think that your partner, Brett, is going to get the same answer as you to our questions?
He should get them all.
He should. You're sounding very positive.
Come on, I've been prepping.
You've been... So what kind of questions have you... Has he been like... Did he get the ruler if he got it wrong?
No, like, there was a couple of things there was a bit of an arm and arm about, but come on, and then it was all good. He got it.
Yeah. All right.
Are you going to be all right?
Trevor's going to ask you three questions. We're going to take your answers. Then we're going to call Brett and see if you guys are, in fact, the perfect match with the same answers. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
You ready?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Question one. Tracy.
Mm.
Who is the better cook?
That's horrible because he'll say himself and I'll say me because he's the prepper. I'm the better cook. I'm going to say me.
Oh. Number two, what is your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name? Robertson. You'll know that one.
Okay.
Question three, which one of your friends would he say is the most attractive?
See, we went through this too. Because I said none of his. So.
Well, which one do you think he'd say is of one yours. Of your most attractive
friends? My God. Who do we hang out with? Except my bestest friend. And he will not say that.
No, he might.
So, no, he wouldn't.
Might.
Seriously,
No one, really.
This is going to get everything when he says
Sally. All right,
well,
if he says Sally, then that's a problem. All right.
No, yeah. Oh, he's not going to say my best friend because that's just wrong. And
well, we're soon to find out, yeah. Tracy, to be
I'm
honest.
Sorry, we're not doing very good, am I?
That's okay.
You could have just asked the simple questions like, when is our marriage or where's our honeymoon?
Oh, what, all the ones you prepped? Yeah. Yeah, no chance, mate.
Yeah, favourite band, favourite colour,
nah,
favourite
they're too
food,
easy, mate.
You did all that.
All right.
Oh, my God, we're dead.
Well, we're going to check in with Brett up next. We'll get him off hold and he'll be answering the same questions. We'll see if they match up and we'll see if he names Tracy's best friend.
Moira and Big Trev.
Moira and Big Trev's Perfect Match.
Relationship on the line with our game of Perfect Match to hopefully score a spot for the Diamond Dig for a diamond ring thanks to CTJ, up to 70% off every day. CTJ, big diamonds, small prices. We just had Tracy moments ago answer the three questions. Brett has been on hold, unable to hear it all, and we have him now.
All right, Brett, we've already asked Tracy three questions. We're going to ask you the same ones and see if they match up. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
Good.
Good.
I like
that's that's what we want. Confidence.
Tracy's an absolute mess. Anyway, yeah, here we go. All right, Brett, who is the better cook, you or Tracy?
Oh, shit. I would have said me.
Oh.
Oh, she lies. She's a filthy liar.
She can hear you. Okay, what is Tracy's mum's maiden name?
Borg.
Borg?
Mutal.
Keep going, mate.
No!
Tracy, what's going on? Who's Mrs. Borg?
That's
my grandma's maiden name. How did he remember that?
What?
And my mum's maiden name is Mutal, but I said Robertson because I didn't think he'd understand that.
So hang on. He actually got it right and you got your own mother's maiden name wrong.
Yeah, it's Mutal.
Yeah, that's not a maiden name.
Yeah, that's right. Impressive.
Where are you,
Robertson was a married name.
Tracy, you're like
yeah, but she goes by that.
Yeah, that's not a maiden name.
Calm down, guys. Come on.
God.
Your final question before it ends up in Argy Bargy. Which one of Tracy's friends is the most attractive?
I'm going to say Jackie because she's the only one I really know or hang around.
Is that her best friend, Jackie?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I said. It's the only person we hang around.
Well, actually, Tracy, you said no one. Yeah. He would find no one attractive. And now you have an interesting discussion between you, Brett, and Jackie. So we wish you all the very best with that.
Oh, God.
We failed.
What did you say? No one?
Yeah, I was just going to say Jackie, even though she's the only friend we hang around with.
Well, guys, to hopefully save the relationship, how about this?
Congratulations! You've got a shovel, a bit of sand, and on Valentine's Day, you could dig up a diamond ring worth $6,000!
You guys should be totally embarrassed of yourself. Jackie's running for the hills. God knows who your real mother is, Tracy. But congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you at the Diamond Dig.
Okay.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bring Jackie down.
Yeah.
Make it really awkward.
It's Moira.
Thank you, guys.
Moira and Big Trev.
In the Gold Coast Community Facebook group, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The contributor, who has a unique story to tell. And the group members, who find it amusing enough to share it with Moira for her to broadcast to the world. These are their stories.
I have been sent a mozza this week, and a lot of them I cannot say on the radio.
Yeah, I've read
which
some.
Which is a real shame because they're absolute gold.
They're doozies.
They are, but today's, well, let's see what you think. Okay, these are the rejected posts from the Gold Coast community page. The admins of the page share them with me because they cannot post them onto their page.
Yeah.
We share them with you because we can. Mm-hmm. Here we go. A tradie we know lives three streets away. He's done work to our home two or three times and has talked about his wife and kids. We know his ute And we started to see it parked in our street. At first, I just thought he was doing some work for one of the neighbours after hours. Now we see it in our street regularly. And it's always after our hours outside the same house. He comes here once or twice a week. He parks, and a neighbour we don't know really that much, but is a single mum, gets in the car with him.
Huh?
The car doesn't drive off, but it's parked there for about 2 hours or more. And I think this is because her children are asleep inside and this is where they meet.
Oh.
I haven't seen him ever go in the house.
Mm.
My partner says there must be an explanation that it's just innocent and that I'm being nosy. I'm not going to do anything about it. I don't know his wife, but I want to ask, please, and thank you who agrees with me, that it is him cheating with the single mum, because my partner thinks there is other explanations, but he can't think of any. So I think this is odd. What is going on? If you can think of an explanation, I would like to know.
Well, you know, I'm looking at it from a different point of view.
Please.
And you're looking at it at different angles and you take into account the wind direction.
Yeah.
And the type of the night it is, if it's a warm night.
Yeah.
He's cheating. And then you figure out if he's, they're not talking about renovations. Well, they might be talking about renovations.
For 2 hours? Twice a week.
A renovation.
Renovations, yeah. Inverted commas.
Maybe they're...
There really is no other explanation.
Maybe he's talking about hammering something on the wall, like paintings and stuff. Yeah. Like hammering different stuff on the wall, like paintings.
Yeah. Like moving the furniture around.
Moving the furniture around.
Doing some real hard renovations.
Hard renovations, because, you still...
Some big ones.
And you got to get the right type of nails.
You do. You really do. To hammer that in.
Yes. So they probably have to go into depth of what they were talking about.
Sure. And then have to be like blueprints.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of blue prints and a lot of prints left on the windshield of the car.
Yeah.
So all right, I reckon it's all right.
Yeah.
Probably just having a coffee, talking
totally
about
totally legit. Absolutely legit.
Yeah. He's having
Shad, your thoughts? Totally legit.
Why wouldn't that go somewhere else?
Because the kids are asleep inside.
Oh, yeah. Come on. They've got kids.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Think about it. Can't leave the kids inside by themselves, can
you? You got to sit in the car.
Yeah. Just so you can see the room.
Yeah, where the baby monitor can reach.
Yes.
Oh, that's just so wrong.
Wow. Yeah, good one. what are we putting out there, guys? 5571-1029.
Clearly, there's an explanation we're not coming up with. You know, the tradie.
What could they possibly be doing?
What could they be doing?
Yeah. Maybe they're doing Loodle.
Maybe it's Wordle.
Moira and Big Trev.
Weekdays from 3.
Only on 1029 Hot Tomato.